Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and joining me this morning, CEO and founder of the Mary Hall Freedom House, Lucy Hall Gaynor. Good morning to you.
Good morning, my sister. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. First of all, tell us, what is Mary Hall Freedom House?
Well, Mary Hall Freedom House is a comprehensive behavioral health program for women and women with children, and simply what that means, we provide a refuge, a safe place, an opportunity for women to get what God intended for them, and that is hope, love, and miracles. And so Mary Hall Freedom House provides homes for the homeless, love for the loveless, hope for the hopeless, but we are a comprehensive behavioral health program. So we do substance abuse treatment. We do permanent housing. We do transitional housing. We provide transitional housing for veterans. We provide substance abuse treatment for women and their children. We provide medical care as well as child care and family and children services. So we do a full comprehensive wraparound program.
Absolutely. When did you start?
Well, I came to Georgia and I was working in a shelter, which I had never had experienced before. And I realized that the counselor at the shelter, women didn't need shelters that put them out in 90 days. They needed programs that helped them to put life together and to live it. And so in 1996, with a gift, somebody lent me $1,500, and I started Mary Hall Freedom House. And today it houses 200 women and over 80 children, providing a streamless comprehensive program.
That is amazing. That's amazing.
God is good, girl. God is good.
You have a personal story where you're, I would suppose your unction or your push to do this came from.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that you know and I know is that we are healed by our testimony. So I'm a person in long-term recovery, and what that means, it's been over 26 years since God took me out of darkness and brought me into his marvelous light and took the desire of drugs and alcohol out of my life. And when he did it for me, he told me to go back and help others. And so my life mission has become to empower women to break the vicious cycle of addiction, poverty, and homelessness, because God did it for me. He's not a respected person. He'll do it for them. And so that's what we do at Mary Hall Freedom House. We break those vicious cycles of addiction, poverty, and homelessness.
So then at that time when somebody loaned you the money, did you go and buy a house?
Nope. I came out here to Sandy Springs where there's birds and trees and got an apartment and went to Charter Petriford and picked up two women on June 1st of 1996. I picked up two women and I went to places like the CAB Addiction Center, Anchor Hospital, Charter Petriford, and I picked up two ladies and I brought them out to an apartment. That's what I did with the $1,500. I got an apartment, I furnished it, I bought those two women, and I said, sisters, we are now in the halfway house business.
All right.
And within 3 months, we went from two women to 24 women because the need was there. There was nothing for women in Atlanta at the time. And so Mary Hall Freedom House became it. And so, again, it was one of those things where because it was God and timing, it became a much-needed program here in Atlanta.
You know, it's not just a house for women of color. I'm looking at your website, and it's a house for everybody.
Oh, everybody. There is no discrepancy in addiction and homelessness. You know, black ones, white ones, yellow ones, green ones, big ones, small ones, you name it, educated ones. We've had sisters who've had, you know, master's and doctoral degrees, who've been executives, come through the doors. Because, again, situations and circumstances in life bring us to our knees.
That's right.
And when that happens, we need a hand up. We don't need a handout. We just need somebody who will love us until we learn to love ourselves. And that is what our motto is. We will love you until you learn to love yourself. And so that's basically what we do here at Mary Hall Freedom House. You know, no matter who calls, we say we will help you, and if you get here, we will help you do exactly that, whether you come through the door of homelessness, whether you come through the door of substance abuse treatment, whether you come through the door of domestic violence, whether you come through the door of poverty or of need. Whatever door you walk through, Mary Hall Freedom House has a hand to help you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're talking about children and families, and it's not, you know, a lot of times women come with children. They don't come in by themselves.
Absolutely. And that's probably the best part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, there have been many, many struggles to keep the doors for the children open. But that's probably the asset of Mary Hall. We have a full licensed daycare center that's licensed by Bright from the start, and it's licensed for 75 children right here at the center where these children come. They are with children from the community, and none of them look different from the other. They all just need love and mm-hmm. a safe place to be. And I am always so blessed to see how these children flourish, how they wind up on dean's lists, how they just grow into
yes.
what they were supposed to be. So just giving them a stable community, and that's just it, my sister. You know, today, community is what people need. And in this huge world that we live in, if you provide people with a community and a sense of belonging to family, they thrive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what
so
we provide at Mary Hall. I call it the village.
So talk about behavioral health services, because I'm sure women come in at different levels. They need different things. So how do you provide that for them?
So we have a licensed staff, our licensed clinical social worker, who is our clinical director, Ms. Yvonne Cole, and she has probably six people who work with her who are all credentialed and licensed to provide behavioral health care. And so that may be individual counseling, group counseling, mental health services. So we provide substance abuse services. You get assessed by a nurse who admits you to services, as well as a doctor and psychiatrist. So Mary Hall Freedom House has a licensed and comprehensive staff who provides wraparound services, who assess the needs of these women. With our veterans, we work in conjunction with the Veterans Administration so that the veterans who have needs, their needs are met through either the doors of Mary Hall or the Veterans Administration. We work with many community partners because Mary Hall can't do it alone.
Yeah.
But here at Mary Hall, we provide the foundation. And we build with our community to put them back together again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then, you know, besides the housing, you go on to help them with career and job training.
Absolutely, girl. You know, and I know the sustainability of recovery or community is what's needed. And so while women are here, we partner with a number of people, whether it's Every Woman Work, Coca-Cola, UPS, a number of our community partners and faith partners, the Elizabeth Baptist Church, several of our faith partners, Dunwoody Baptist, North Atlanta, work with us to provide job readiness services to the women and their children. And so women go through a 4 or 8 week program, depending on their level of need, so that they may do dress for success, interviewing, resume writing, you know, the things that are needed in to be able to go back out into society and work. And then some of our partners, whether it's Northside Hospital or Publix or any of the local merchants or corporations, work with us to hire these women. And so some of these women get great jobs. You know, some of them get entry-level jobs and grow. So we want to make sure they're not dependent on Mary Hall. They become independent and live beyond the doors of Mary Hall. And so that's been an exciting journey. We've had some women who have become, you know, managers and directors and leaders in corporations out there because all they needed to do was have a moment of reprieve. And once they were loved and put back together, they went out there and did what God had called them to do. So we're excited about that.
That is phenomenal. Training, reintegration, outreach, and opportunities program services. You call it TROOPS. And that's really special because we are recognizing that for a number of our troops, our men and women soldiers,
absolutely,
they come back to zero, zip, nada.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was probably one of the things that I thank God for the opportunity to work in conjunction with the Veterans Administration
mm-hmm.
when they said, you know, that there were homeless veterans.
Yes.
God, you know, that in itself, after they served this country failed to provide them with a place to
That's
live.
That's mind-blowing.
I was
yeah.
so grateful that Mary Hall mm-hmm. Freedom House was here to do that. And so, yes, we have what we call Elizabeth's Place, which is for our veteran women and their children. They live. But TROOPS is our reintegration program where they get retrained to go back out into society and work. And
mm-hmm.
so women have, again, been very successful through TROOPS. We do that in conjunction with the Department of Labor. So we're excited about that. We've been doing TROOPS now for about three, four years, and the women have been very successful They have the opportunity to go back to college and become career ready, or just take their military skills and transition them back into work here in their community. And it's been awesome.
That is phenomenal. Phenomenal. You know, talk about the needs of Mary Hall Freedom House. I know money, always a great need. What sure. else do you need?
Well, you've named it. You hit the nail on the head. Every nonprofit definitely needs discretionary funds. Most of our grant funding is earmarked for specific, like if it's to pay for their rent or mm-hmm. to pay for their treatment. But a lot of these women come in with the clothes on their backs. So, you know, when we have people who want to work with our Dress for Success, meaning bringing us clothes that they would want, that are gently used, that
yeah.
they do not, and because I have to say, so often I'm like, don't drop off just anything. If you're going to give, give it because it's something that you know somebody can use.
That's right.
And so we can always use that. We can always use furniture. MARTA cards is a major piece. Food cards, because, again, there is nobody who gives us money to feed the women and mm-hmm. their children. So that's always, we look for faith partners who want to come serve dinner. We look for volunteers who want to come love on our children, work with the women, whether it is in our work-ready program, whether it's in our GED program. In any way, God has equipped you with skills. I always tell people, bring your time, talent, and treasures, and I can equivalent it to something where you could be a blessing to somebody, because each of us have time, talent, and treasures, and we'd love to use them here at Mary Hall Freedom House.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, another way that you can help is you are hosting your gala coming up here next week.
Girl, we are celebrating 20 years, and when I tell you, it overwhelms me that 20 years have gone by, but I have seen miracle after miracle after miracle. There have been over 5,000 women and countless children who have walked through the doors of Mary Hall and who have gone back out there and lead successful, productive lives. So we're celebrating 20 years, and that will be on June 2nd at 7 p.m. at a place called Terminal West, and we will have a great time. And if you want to come, we would love to have you. Tickets are $150. Or you can just sow a seed, or you can buy a table, or you can become a sponsor. We have mm-hmm. different sponsor levels. If they want to go to our website, maryhallfreedomhouse.org, or if they want to contact me, you can contact me at 770-642-5500, or you can reach out to Rebecca Turner, who is in charge of development here at Mary Hall. But we'd love for you to come celebrate with us. We would be honored for you to come celebrate with us. Again, that's June 2nd. At Terminal West, and you can purchase tickets at maryhallfreedomhouse.org. We would love to have you.
I know that you are featuring one of my favorite all-time chefs, Chef
oh, yeah.
Daryl Schuler. He is mm-hmm. amazing. He's a certified master chef. And what is he going to be doing?
Well, through Janetta Patton, who you know is Usher's mom, mm-hmm. and she is starting Jay Patton's Incubator Kitchen. And he is partnering with her to do that. And we're excited, delighted, and honored that she said she'd be our honorary host and bring her chef. And so he is responsible for the menu. And, girl, when I tell you, my thing was, can we have a sample party first? Because the menu is phenomenal. And so, yes, we are honored to have him along with Janetta, who will be our honorary hostess for the evening, and they will just be doing it up in style. And so we're excited about that. We are honored about that. We are just grateful for their partnership. And so, yes, we will have a featured chef and an awesome woman.
All right. Janetta Patton, Usher's mom, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's
yeah.
owner of Jay's Kitchen Culinary Incubator. And what else is going to happen at the gala?
So we're going to have a lot of fun. Actually, I call it a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a party. We're going to have a good time celebrating. You know, there'll be entertainment all night long. There'll be food and fun and just great time. But most of all, we also want to be able to recognize those people who have partnered with us in our mission to break the cycle. So whether that's our corporate partners, we're thankful for our corporate partners. They are many. As well as our faith partners, as well as our individual partners who have partnered with us over these 20 years whether they just came or they've been with us for 20 years, we want to just tell them thank you. And I get emotional thinking about it. And if I start listing them all out, it would be, we'd be on here forever. But I, again, if you look at the website, you will see those who are sponsorship. And we would love for you to sponsor and partner with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thankful. We're thankful to Cox Media for their graciousness as well, because they have blessed us as well over the years. So we're just grateful and just want to tell people thank you, because people don't have to help you. So you got to make sure you are always in a spirit of thankfulness. So that people will want to continue to partner.
Okay, and it's going to be Thursday, June 2nd, 7 o'clock, Terminal West. That's in Midtown, 887 West Marietta Street, Atlanta, 30318. Cocktail, business attire, lots of fun. You can go to maryhallfreedomhouse.org for more information. maryhallfreedomhouse.org for more information. And we thank you so much for all of your work, for your commitment to the community. Founder and CEO Lucy Hall Gaynor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and I thank you and love you to life, girl. Thank you so much for having me.